الحمد لله الذي أسس بحسن البيان لسان العرب وأودعها إسرار البلاغة ودلائل الأعجاز ولطائف الأدب. أحمده وكيف لا أحمده، وله الحمد أولا وآخرا. أشكره وكيف لا أشكره، وقد أسبغ علينا إنعامه باطنا وظاهرا. يا رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي، وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه، وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. ونفحات الأزهار على نسمات الأسحار في مدح النبي المختار. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this world, that we live this world and we live our life obeying Him and following the way shown to us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the objective is that living our life, we should live a life which is easy and understanding to our own self, in a way that we do not complicate our lives. Rather, we live a normal life and we realize and understand the purpose of our life. First of all, before we try to understand this and understand the purpose of our life, we find that a lot of individuals living in this world are very confused. They don't know which direction they're heading in. A lot of us have visions and a lot of us have goals, but we don't know how to achieve these visions and goals. A lot of us, we know what we want to do, but we don't know how about we should go and get these things. The idea behind this is that we realize three things. The first thing we need to realize is the reality of our birth, or before we were born. Who were we before we were born? The second thing is we realize and understand the reality of our life. And the third thing is we realize the reality of our death. In regards to our birth or before our birth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked every single one of us, who is your Lord? And all of us said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, am I not your Lord? And we said, no, you are our Lord. So this was the reality of our life before we were born. And then we came into this life and we lived a life in which we were young and then we grew old. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one sign of His and one sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our life itself. That none of us in this world, when we came to this world, no one knew where we would end up, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us know what we're going to get tomorrow or where we're going to end up after Jumu'ah, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may have plans and visions, we may have ideas of what we want to do, but only if it's going to happen or not is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us aware of this and says, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That the reality of this life, or the life that you are living in this world right now, all of us right now, is the reality of a transit. or you're flying from one city and to another city, and you have to stop off in an airport in the middle in order to just spend a few hours over there and then move on to your final destination where you really need to be. So the reality of this life is that transit period. Thus, it is amazing that every single one of us know the date of our birth, but none of us know the date of our death. None of us even know the time of our death, which is the third reality, which is our death. So we know about our birth, we know about our life, that this life is basically a transit. This life is something that we have to spend. And in order to spend the hereafter, we have to go through this life. And then the third thing is we understand the reality of our death. That it doesn't matter who anyone is. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. It doesn't matter who you are. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, when the stones were coming into the haram, someone came to him and gave him the keys to the Kaaba and said, this is the keys to the Kaaba, go inside, you will be safe. But he said that if death were to come to me, and if it is time for me to die right now, whether I am inside the Kaaba, enclosed, or whether I'm outside, death will come to me. It doesn't matter where I am. Wherever you are, death will come to you. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتِ. No one knows where they're going to die. Thus the reality of our life is the beginning and the middle and the end. And based on the beginning, we know it's for sure. Based on the end, we know it's for sure. We are alive right now, and we are living our life right now because for sure we were born. So the reality of our birth and the reality of أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ act took place, and we all agree to this. And the reality of our death, that كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, is also there. Because none of us over here will say that we can escape death. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. And to say something like this is kufr. Rather, every one of us know that death will come to us. It doesn't matter where we are, who we are, what situation we are in. But the part in the middle, which is our life, that is the critical part. And the part that we need to understand and realize. That you can put down the dunya. You can say the dunya is bad and the dunya is like this and that. However, the reality is that in order for you to be successful in the hereafter, you have to live your life in this world. In order for you to have زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ, you have to go through this world. You have no choice. Thus, the time we are living in this world, we take it as a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we live our life taking what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. And understanding that the purpose of our life is that we live our life obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way shown to us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One idea is that you are put in a field and you're not given any training about it. So this individual goes into this certain field in this certain forum and is not given any training and says, you do whatever you want. Now this individual doesn't know what to do, how to do anything, doesn't know anything about anything. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And the idea to this and the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us is that out of all of the thousands of people that are Muslim in the LA area, and out of all of the hundreds of Muslims that are living in this area over here, it is us that were chosen to come for Jumu'ah. And all of the Muslims that were chosen to come for Jumu'ah, because we know that during the time of Eid, the masjids are even more packed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing this love to us by choosing us from all of the people to come for Jumu'ah. And also from the other side, that the reason we came for Jumu'ah and the reason we got this tawfiq and this understanding and this will and ability to come for Jumu'ah, because all of us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter who you are, every single one of us have this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we all came for Jumu'ah. So the reality of our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, put us in this world, and said that you can do whatever you want. Technically, you can do whatever you want. But the idea is that you have prophets that will come to you and talk to you and tell you what to do. And you have the Quran, or you have the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will use. Now the biggest problem we find in our time right now, and the biggest confusion that every single one of us are going through, is that if we are given an option in which you are successful here, and you are successful doing this, and you are successful doing this, however, if you do this, you will be really successful. You will have the most success. So what we will go about and choose is that thing which we are most success. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if Bani Adam was given one mountain of gold, he'd want two. So this greed within ourselves, but this is just called being insan and being human being. We are all out there looking for success. Every single one of us. And none of us can say we are successful. Because when it comes to the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us and give us and give us. And we will think we have everything. But what we have in reality right now at this point is nothing compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually has. And this is how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Every single one of us is confused and looking for success. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that the success that you seek and the ultimate success that is required is two different things. So there are individuals who were not successful in this dunya, but were very successful in the hereafter. And then there are individuals who were successful in this world, but were not successful in the hereafter. And then there are those people who were not successful in this world, and also weren't successful in the hereafter. And then there's a fourth group of people who were successful in this world, and were also successful in the hereafter. Which ones are we? We can only fall under one of these categories. All of us are looking for success. But the success of this world is limited to this world. And the idea is that if we want to have ultimate success, which will include the success of this world and the success of the hereafter, then the first thing that we need to do is look around ourselves and search for what will get us success in the hereafter. Because if we look for that thing which will grant us success in the hereafter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is exactly why we are living in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us success in this world. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And the idea of success will be totally different. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only is going to give us what He wants to give us. But we need to understand that Allah ta'ala put us in this world in the middle time, which is not birth or death. This is the time we're spending in the dunya. And what we need to do when we spend the time in the dunya is look to two things which will grant us this success. The first thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second thing is the Qur'an. The first thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second thing is the Qur'an. If we realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we get the understanding of the Qur'an, then we will understand that success is not what we think it is. Rather, success is far greater than that. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, or puts us through different tests and different things in our life, then we will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving us, thus putting us through this. And this is the reality of what we do anyways. That if we love someone, we want to test them to see if we really love them or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is successful. Allah ta'ala knows who is truthful and who is not truthful. But to open up to the masses of the people, that these are the ones who are going to help you and these are the ones who aren't going to help you. So when everyone turns their back away from you, and everyone goes away from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is there for you. If everyone is gone away from you, for example in our death, the situation of us passing away, and we are put 6 feet below the earth, there is no one there that can go with us, that will be of any benefit for us. But who will come to us in our grave is the Qur'an. The Qur'an will come to us. So this is the success. That you do not know where you are, you do not know the reality of your life. You do not know when you're going to die. If you knew when you were going to die, then a little bit before that you would prepare for your death. But because we do not know when we are going to die, it becomes fard upon us that we look for this success. And we connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Qur'an. Because connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Qur'an is going to open up this world to us the way we did not see this world open up to us. It will open up this life to us the way we cannot even imagine. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the Muslims in this time are very negative about certain things. We're very skeptical about certain things. Many times we don't want to do certain things because of being skeptical or because of being negative. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we connect ourselves with the Qur'an and build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will realize one thing, that Islam is not about don't do this or don't do that. Rather, Islam is about do everything that you want, spend all the money that you want, look wherever you want, but understand that there are limitations. We look at things from another angle, because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. So we can do whatever we want. We can go wherever we want. We can walk wherever we want. We can look wherever we want. But understand the hududullah. Understand the hududullah. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Whoever crosses these hudud or these limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for us, and they have basically gone too far. So the idea is that we live our life realizing our birth. And realizing that we accepted the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was our Lord. And the second thing is that we understand that death can come upon us at any time. Thus understanding these two realities, the realization of our life or the dunya that we are living in right now, is وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُمْ وَلَعِبٌ. And from the beginning of the Qur'an, right till the last word of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this. So we can choose different ideas, we can master in different fields, we can do whatever we want. However, if we understand and we take the Qur'an by our side, and we take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our side, and when we use these to fight the shaitan and our nafs, then we will understand that our goals and our visions will be more set. Even though we've set them, it will pave a way for us to reach our goals and our visions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an in many places that your vision and your goal should be إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. That you live your life in this world to attain the Jannah and to attain the success in the hereafter. Because true success is not what we think it is. Rather, true success is زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used صِغَ مَجْهُول in these af'al. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says زُحْزِحَ and أُدْخِلَ, which are in sarf, they're known as majhul, meaning the fa'il is unknown. The subject is unknown. And the meaning of this is that if you want to be successful, you yourself cannot be successful. Rather, you need someone else to make you successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will be and give us the success. So if we have to do anything, we should please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that can take us out of the hellfire and put us into Jannah and grant us the success. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the reality of, He gives us the ability to understand the reality of our life, the reality of our birth, the reality of the hereafter, and the reality of the life that we are living in. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. نَحْمَدُهُ وَنُصَلِّ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ الْكَرِيمِ أَمَّا بَعْدُ. It's amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make any dua fard upon the ummah. There's no dua that's fard, that you have to, it's fard upon you every day to say, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. There's no dua like this. There's no specific dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَا. It's fard. If you don't say it, then, you know, it's one of the fard, except for one dua, and that is the dua of hidayah, the dua of guidance. The dua of guidance. How is it fard? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith that لا صلاة إلا بفاتحة الكتاب, and all of us have to pray salah on a daily basis, and in our salah we have to read Fatiha, and in Surah Al-Fatiha we pray for hidayah. Thus we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us. And what does this mean? That it doesn't matter, you live your life from the beginning, right till the end. We pray our salah from the beginning of our life, right till the end. But from the beginning of our life, right till the end of our life, we're always asking for guidance. Because there is guidance out there that we do not know. However, when we ask this question after Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights to us one point. That guidance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before you get into guidance, you need to erase your mind. And you need to understand that you don't know anything. There is nothing in your head. You don't know anything. If you want guidance, first of all, erase your mind. Alif Lam Mim. Wallahu A'lamu Bimuradihi Bidhalik. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Alif Lam Mim. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you want guidance? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. First of all, understand that you need to build trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to build trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want guidance? There's a few steps. We make dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. We want this guidance. Whether you like it or not, you're asking for this. The first step is that you erase your mind. You understand that you don't know anything. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows you do not know. It makes sense because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. The second step is to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know that whatever situation Allah ta'ala puts you in, it's only for your good. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book, there's no doubt in it. Everything in this book is correct. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want guidance, you've come to the right place. Read the Quran. The first step, you don't know anything. Second step, trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's no doubt in it. It is true. And the third step, recite the Quran. Understand the Quran. Because this Quran is Huda lil Muttaqin. You're asking for Hidayah. This Quran is Huda. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. So you asked for Hidayah. Your Hidayah lies from Alif Lam Mim all the way to قل أعوذ برب الناس. It is upon ourselves that we recite the Quran. Whether we understand it or not, that's the first step. And the second step is we connect ourselves to the ulama. That they may teach us the understanding of the Quran. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. And the third step is within our time that we are living. Sometimes let's go to the masjid and pick up the translation of the Quran. And see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Because it doesn't matter which field you represent. It doesn't matter which master of which science you are. It doesn't matter where you are heading in life. If you recite the Quran, you will be able to relate to the Quran like no one else can. You will see that the Quran is as though it is talking to you, as though it is understanding you. We all look for different people who can understand this. We want to talk to people. You know, and we want to tell them our problems. And then if we limit that to human being, to our friends, to our spouses, then we start to complain, oh, you're not listening to me. But if we try this with the Quran, and we read the Quran, and we look at what life we are living, then we will see this connection. Why? Because human being, we are at one level within each other. We're all human. What's common between everyone is we all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have one Lord. And the second thing common is we all read the Quran. So we can understand that the Quran is that link which will connect every single one of us to one another, number one. And number two, it will be the answer to all of our problems. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to understand the reality of our life, the reality of our birth and our death, and to follow all of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recite the Quran, to connect ourselves to the ulama, to understand the Quran at a higher level that we already have right now. Allahumma ihdina wa ihdibina wa ja'alna hudatan muhtadin wa la dalina wa la mudillin. Allahumma arfa' maqtaka wa ghadabaka 'anna. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar wa min khizy an-nar wa min kulli 'amalin yuqarribuna ila an-nar. Allahumma adkhilna al-jannata ma'a al-abrar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina 'adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma inna 'abiduka banu 'abidika banu إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك اللهم بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بعدد من صلى وصام وصل على سيدنا محمد بعدد من قعد وقام وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والملائكة المقربين قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قيموا الصلاة